Hey, you're listening to Rock Andorra Roll. I'm BJ, and it's time for another volume of Vinyl Countdown, where I play songs ripped directly from my vinyl collection. We're going to kick things off with a song called Rita by a guy named Jerry Doucette. Jerry was born in Montreal, but his family moved to Hamilton, Ontario when he was 4. He received his first guitar when he was 6. The family later moved to Toronto, and Jerry ended up playing in the final incarnation of the Canadian semi-glam rock band Brutus. Then he moved to Vancouver in 1972, joined Prism for a while, subsequently signed a solo recording deal with Mushroom Records, and his first release as just Doucette was called Mama Let Him Play. That album actually went platinum in Canada, so it was a pretty big hit. His second record as Doucette, called The Deuces Loose, came out in 1979. It went gold in Canada, so not quite as popular as the first record, but still a popular album. And this song is from that album, The Deuces Loose, from 1979. It's called Rita. Up next is a guy named Sonny Geraci. He was the singer in the 60s band The Outsiders, and he also sang for the band Climax. He's actually singing on their hit single Precious and Few, which came out in 1971. His real name, full name, is Emmett Peter Geraci, and he went by Sonny Geraci. But for this record, his solo record that came out in 1983, he started calling himself Peter Emmett. so he flipped his first name and his middle name around. That became his stage name. This album is called The Peter Emmett Story, and his backing band on this record is Donny Iris's band, The Cruisers. One interesting tidbit about this record is there's a version of the song She Don't Know Me, which would end up being recorded by Bon Jovi later. That song was written by Mark Avsek from The Cruisers. So we're going to hear a song from that album by Peter Emmett. It's called The Peter Emmett Story, and this song is called There Goes My Heart. Up next, we're going to hear a song by John Hunter, who was the singer, the frontman, for the Chicago rock band The Hounds, who had two albums on Columbia Records. John Hunter went on to release two solo albums in the mid-80s, Famous at Night in 1984 and More Than Meets the Eye in 1985. This song is from the first album, first solo album by John Hunter, Famous at Night. It's called Crimes of Passion.
Bye.
Chaz Sanford was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, moved to Los Angeles at the age of 15, where he met Ike Turner and participated in recording sessions for the Ike and Tina Turner band. He went on to become a session musician, producer, engineer, songwriter, and signed his own record deal, put out a record in 1982 called Parallax View. The album was released by Elektra Records. Chaz went on to become a hit songwriter. He co-wrote Missing You for John Waite, and he co-wrote Talk to Me for Stevie Nicks, among others. But let's hear a song from Chaz's solo album from 1982, Parallax View. It's a pretty good album. This is a great song by Chaz Sanford called Limelight. Face Dancer were a popular local band in Rhode Island in the late 70s, actually formed in 1972, and they took their name from the shape-shifting creatures in the novel Dune. They eventually moved to Washington, D.C., developed their sound from a progressive kind of sound to a more hard rock sound. They were a popular club act and landed a record deal with Capitol Records. In 1979, they went to L.A. and recorded their debut album, which is called This World. A second album called About Face would be released in 1980. But we're going to hear a song from the first album by Face Dancer. This is called Time Bomb.
chauffeurs learn evasion tactics. Each morn a different route, and me a full course in gymnastics. A luger in my boat.
Time bomb, time bomb. I've been waiting for you so long. So long, so long. Any day I might be gone. Time bomb, time bomb. I've been waiting for you so long. So long, so long. Any day I might be gone. I can't hide anymore, cry anymore for you. I can't try anymore, lie anymore, cry
Crash Opera were an Australian band formed in 1985 in Melbourne, signed to WEA, and in 1986 they released their debut single, Great Wall. It was a top 10 hit in Australia. Their self-titled debut album came out in 1987, and we're going to hear Great Wall from that record right now.
Now I want you, never want you.
The Roaring Boys formed in college at Cambridge in 1984, signed with Columbia, and put out a self-titled album in 1986. And we're going to hear a song from that record right now by The Roaring Boys. This is called House of Stone.
Sister.
Toby Red were a Detroit band. I actually played a song from their first record on a Power Pop episode. But on today's Vinyl Countdown episode, we're going to hear a song from their second album, In the Light, which came out in 1986. And by this time, a drummer had joined the band by the name of Chad Smith. So Chad Smith, leader of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is the drummer on this record by Toby Red. This is a great song from In the Light, 1986. It's called Never Make Her Cry. The Thieves were a band out of Nashville, released one album in 1989 with Capitol Records. It's called Seduced by Money and was produced by Marshall Crenshaw. Let's hear a song from that record by The Thieves. This is called All the Lines Are Down.
Moved to New York to be famous.
Truth were a British rock band signed to IRS Records in the United States. They released several singles before their first album, Playground, which came out in 1985. We're going to hear a song from their second album, Weapons of Love, which came out in 1987. This is a great song by The Truth called Winterland.
I'll see a place before me.
The Rain Parade, formed in Minnesota in 1981, Matt Peucci and Dave Roback met when they were attending Carleton College, and Dave's brother Steve Roback joined the band as a bass player, and they eventually added keyboard player Will Glenn and drummer Eddie Kawa. They put out their own debut single, What She's Done to Your Mind, in 1982, and in 1983, their debut album, Emergency Third Rail Power Trip, was released by Enigma. We're going to hear a song from the third album by Rain Parade called Crashing Dream, which came out in 1985. This is called Don't Feel Bad. Wild Swans were a post-punk band formed in Liverpool in 1980. Paul Simpson, the keyboard player, had been in the Teardrop Explodes with Julian Cope. The band put out a single in 1982, then they broke up for a while, but eventually reformed and put out two albums with Reprise Records in 1988 and 1990. We're going to hear a song from that first album by Wild Swans. The album's called Bringing Home the Ashes. This is a song called Archangel.
Your heart.
The Ultraviolet were a band from Illinois made up of Chris Schneider, Phil Urich, Bob Pucci, and Angelo Vanchiri. They put out one record in 1986 with DKP Records. It's called Another Victim. We're going to hear a song from that album right now by The Ultraviolet. It's called All By Myself. Way Moves were a Chicago band formed in 1984. They put out two records, a self-titled album in 88, and then a second album, Favor and Disgrace, in 1990. We're going to hear a song from that second album by The Way Moves. This is called Sons of the Highway.
Sons of the highway running down my
Roadmaster were an Indiana college band formed as Pure Funk all the way back in 1969. Stephen Riley, later of Wasp and LA Guns, was a drummer in the band for a period of time. In 1974, they changed the name to Roadmaster and shifted from a R&B funk sound to a more arena rock style sound. They were discovered, in quotes, by Todd Rundgren, who invited them to New York to record a demo, and that led to a record contract with a label called Village Records. Todd Rundgren produced three of the songs that ended up on their self-titled 1976 debut album. They switched vocalists after the debut and went on to release three more records, two of them with Mercury Records. We're going to hear a song from the very last album by Roadmaster, Fortress, which came out in 1980. This is called Stay With Me Through the Night.
We'll be right back.
Robert Ellis Orrell is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer who signed a solo record deal with RCA in 1980, and that year released his debut album, Fixation. He went on to release a couple more albums, but the song we're going to hear is from a 5-song EP called Special Pain that came out in 1983. This is a song by Robert Ellis Orrell called Tell Me If It Hurts. Hard Choir were a California band, signed a record deal with Backstreets Records, and their self-titled album was produced by Waddy Wachtel, came out in 1983. The principal songwriter and singer in this band was a guy named Patrick Moroshek, who had a long career playing with bands like Fenwick, Back Pocket, and Buzzard Bait. Let's hear a song from that self-titled album by Hard Choir from 1983. This is called Coming Closer.
Baby, sorry, you were not dreams of the kind that only love.
The Mark Tanner Band was a West Coast rock band fronted by Mark Tanner, put out two records with Elektra in 1979 and 1980. We're going to hear a song from the second album by the Mark Tanner Band. It's called Temptation. It came out in 1980. This is a song called And You Do. Rail were a well-known Seattle band, originally called Rail and Company, formed in 1970 while they were still in high school. They won a battle of the bands that the radio station KZOK put on in 1978, put out their own album in 1980 called Arrival. In 1983, they won a competition that MTV put on called The Basement Tapes, and that resulted in a self-titled EP released by EMI Records, and we're going to hear a song from that EP right now by Rail from 1984. It's called You've Got to Give. Mama's Boys were an Irish band formed by the three McManus brothers. They went through a few different vocalists and released 6 albums in the 80s. We're going to hear a song from album number 5, Power and Passion by Mama's Boys. This is called Run. Le Mans were one of those Shrapnel Records bands centered around a guitar shredder named Derek Frigo, who would later go on to join Enough's Enough. Shrapnel released their debut album On the Streets in 1983. They went on to sign a major label deal with Columbia Records and put out a self-titled album in 1986. And we're going to hear a song from that album by Le Mans right now. This is called Don't Wanna Work.
Driving around early morning traffic, I should be sleeping, blood on me nose, riding into work early.
Up next, we're going to hear a song by a British sleaze rock, sleaze punk band called The Babysitters. Members of this band went by the names Butts, B-U-T-T-Z, Killer Kev, Jimbo, and Pig. They had one self-titled album which was released by Heavy Metal Records in 1985. This is a song from that album by The Babysitters. It's called Can You Hear It?
Hello.
Junkyard were a Sunset Strip sleaze glam band formed by Brian Baker, guitar player who had been in Minor Threat and Dag Nasty. They signed with Geffen Records in 1988, and Tom Werman produced their self-titled debut album, which came out in 1989. We're going to hear a song from that record by Junkyard. It's called Shot in the Dark. We'll be right back. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a song by ex-Sex Pistols guitar player Steve Jones from his second solo album, which was called Fire and Gasoline. Came out in 1989, released by MCA, co-produced by Ian Astbury from The Cult. This is a great song from that record by Steve Jones. It's called Wild Wheels.
Fast.
back.